Good morning. Let's begin by singing hymn number 342. This is the day the Lord hath made. Be glad, give thanks, rejoice. Stand in his presence unafraid. In praise lift up your voice. All perfect gifts are from above, and all our blessings show the amplitude of God's dear love, which every heart may know. Hymn number 342. The scriptural this morning will be given by Jacob from Costa Rica.
1 John. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. He that said, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. He that said, he is in the light, and hateth his brother, is in darkness even until now. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. I have not written unto you because you know not the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit.
We'll have a moment of silent prayer and then follow with the Lord's Prayer and its spiritual interpretation as given in the Christian Science textbook. Our Father,
which art in heaven.
Our Father, Mother God, all harmonious.
Hallowed be thy name.
Adorable One.
Thy kingdom come.
Thy kingdom is come. Thou art ever present.
Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Enable us to know, as in heaven, so on earth, God is omnipotent, supreme.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Give us grace for today. Feed the famished affections.
And forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors.
And love is reflected in love.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
And God leadeth us not into temptation, but delivereth us from sin, disease, and death.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.
For God is infinite, all power, all life, truth, love, over all and all. Let's sing hymn number 169. Lead, kindly light, amid the encircling gloom. Lead thou me on. The night is dark, and I am far from home. Lead thou me on. Keep thou my feet. I do not ask to see the distant scene. One step enough for me. Hymn number 169. Welcome to the Sunday morning service of the Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent. We are a worldwide congregation. We maintain a full and active website, plainfieldcs.com. We conduct services every Sunday morning, beginning at 10 a.m. with our roundtable discussion. And we have a testimony meeting every Wednesday evening at 8:15. And you can listen to all of our services either on our website, on YouTube, or from your telephone via teleconference number that we have. Also, at 11 a.m. on Sundays, we have a Sunday school for children of all ages. And that class is also available via teleconference. So if you don't live in the area and you have a child who would like to attend a Christian Science Sunday school, please contact the church to find out how he or she can participate. And we will be having another Bible study class this coming Saturday at 10 a.m. So check the website for study questions. And we recently had the annual meeting of the members of this church. And I'm happy to announce that Mary Singletary was re-elected to a 3-year term as a trustee of this church. Everyone is welcome here, and that includes all of you who are listening from around the world. We will now have a reading of a testimony from the chapter entitled Fruitage in Science and Health, which attests to the healing power obtained from reading the Christian Science textbook. And that reading will be given by Verna from Arizona.
A critic convinced. With gratitude to God, I acknowledge my lifelong debt to Christian Science. In 1895, I attended my first Christian Science meeting and was deeply impressed with the earnestness of the people and the love reflected. But as for the spiritual healing of the physical body, I did not believe such a thing to be possible. I bought Science in House and studied it to be able to dispute intelligently with the supposedly deluded followers of Christian Science. I pursued the study carefully and thoroughly, and I've had abundant reason since to be glad that I did, for through this study and the resultant understanding of my relation to God, I was healed of a disease with which I had been afflicted since childhood and for which there was no known remedy. Surely my experience has been the fulfilling, in part, of the scripture, quote, "He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions," unquote. I believe that Science and Health reveals the word referred to by David. CABB, Kansas City, Missouri.
Our lesson sermon for this morning can be found on page 8 of the Independent Christian Science Quarterly. Subject, Truth. Golden Text, Psalms. The truth of the Lord endureth forever. Responsive reading, Psalms. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul.
O my God, I trust in thee.
Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths.
Lead me in thy truth and teach me. For thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day.
The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way.
All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies.
I'll read from the Bible, Deuteronomy. Give ear, O ye heavens, and I will speak, and hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. Because I will publish the name of the Lord, ascribe ye greatness unto our God. He is the rock, his work is perfect. For all his ways are judgment, a God of truth and without iniquity, just and right is he. Psalms. Make me to understand the way of thy precepts, so shall I talk of thy wondrous works. Remove from me the way of lying, and grant me thy law graciously. I have chosen the way of truth. Thy judgments have I laid before me. I have stuck to thy testimonies. O Lord, put me not to shame. I will run the way of thy commandments when thou shalt enlarge my heart. Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. The works of the Lord are great, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. The works of his hands are verity and judgment. They stand fast forever and ever, and are done in truth and uprightness. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever. Acts. And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people. And believers were the more added to the Lord, multitudes both of men and women. There came also a multitude out of the cities round about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folks, and them which were vexed with unclean spirits. And they were healed, every one. Then the high priest rose up, and all they that were with him, which is the sect of the Sadducees, and were filled with indignation, and laid their hands on the apostles, and put them in the common prison. But the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors, and brought them forth, and said, Go, stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life. And when they heard that, they entered into the temple early in the morning and taught. But the high priest came, and they that were with him, saying, Did not we straitly command you that ye should not teach in this name? Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, We ought to obey God rather than men. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom ye slew and hanged on a tree. Him hath God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are his witnesses of these things, and so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God hath given to them that obey him. When they heard that, they were cut to the heart, and took counsel to slay them. Then stood there up one in the council, a Pharisee named Gamaliel, a doctor of the law, had in reputation among all the people, and commanded to put the apostles forth a little space, and said unto them, Refrain from these men, and let them alone. For if this counsel or this work be of men, it will come to naught. But if it be of God, ye cannot overthrow it, lest haply ye be found even to fight against God. Ephesians. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who, being past feeling, have given themselves over unto lasciviousness, to work all uncleanness with greediness. But ye have not so learned Christ, if so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. Revelation. And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. And his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
I will now read correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, by Mary Baker Eddy. The best sermon ever preached is truth practiced and demonstrated by the destruction of sin, sickness, and death. We cannot build safely on false foundations. Truth makes a new creature, in whom old things pass away, and all things are become new. If men would bring to bear upon the study of the science of mind half the faith they bestow upon the so-called pains and pleasures of material sense, they would not go on from bad to worse until disciplined by the prison and the scaffold, but the whole human family would be redeemed through the merits of Christ, through the perception and acceptance of truth. For this glorious result, Christian Science lights the torch of spiritual understanding. Outside of this science, all is mutable. But immortal man, in accord with the divine principle of his being, God, neither sins, suffers, nor dies. The days of our pilgrimage will multiply instead of diminish when God's kingdom comes on earth, for the true way leads to life instead of to death, and earthly experience discloses the finity of error and the infinite capacities of truth in which God gives man dominion over all the earth. Truth is God's remedy for error of every kind, and truth destroys only what is untrue. To fall away from truth in times of persecution shows that we never understood truth. From out the bridal chamber of wisdom, there will come the warning, "I know you not." Unimproved opportunities will rebuke us when we attempt to claim the benefits of an experience we have not made our own, try to reap the harvest we have not sown, and wish to enter unlawfully into the labors of others. Truth often remains unsought until we seek this remedy for human woe because we suffer severely from error. By conceding power to discord, a large majority of doctors depress mental energy, which is the only real recuperative power. Knowledge that we can accomplish the good we hope for stimulates the system to act in the direction which mind points out. Experience has proved to the author the fallacy of material systems in general. Will you bid a man let evils overcome him, assuring him that all misfortunes are from God, against whom mortals should not contend? Will you tell the sick that their condition is hopeless unless it can be aided by a drug or climate? Are material means the only refuge from fatal chances? Is there no divine permission to conquer discord of every kind with harmony, with truth, and love? Sin, sickness, and death are comprised in human material belief and belong not to the divine mind. They are without a real origin or existence. They have neither principle nor permanence, but belong, with all that is material and temporal, to the nothingness of error which simulates the creations of truth. We call the absence of truth error. Truth and error are unlike. In science, truth is divine, and the infinite God can have no unlikeness. Did God, truth, create error? No. The five material senses testify to truth and error as united in a mind both good and evil. Their false evidence will finally yield to truth, to the recognition of spirit and of the spiritual creation. Truth cannot be contaminated by error. The statement that truth is real necessarily includes the correlated statement that error, truth's unlikeness, is unreal. When the evidence of spirit and matter, truth and error, seems to commingle, it rests upon foundations which time is wearing away. Mortal mind judges by the testimony of the material senses, until science obliterates this false testimony. Erroneous belief is destroyed by truth. Change the evidence, and that disappears which before seemed real to this false belief, and the human consciousness rises higher. Thus, the reality of being is attained, and man found to be immortal. The only fact concerning any material concept is that it is neither scientific nor eternal, but subject to change and dissolution. Error bites the heel of truth, but cannot kill truth. Truth bruises the head of error, destroys error. Spirituality lays open siege to materialism. On which side are we fighting? You may know when first truth leads by the fewness and the faithfulness of its followers. Thus it is that the march of time bears onward freedom's banner. The powers of this world will fight and will command their sentinels not to let truth pass the guard until it subscribes to their systems. But science, heeding not the pointed bayonet, marches on. There is always some tumult, but there is a rallying to truth's standard. Truth is always the victor. Sickness and sin fall by their own weight. Truth is the rock of ages, the headstone of the corner. But on whomsoever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder. Contending for the evidence or indulging the demands of sin, disease, or death, we virtually contend against the control of mind over body and deny the power of mind to heal. The body is affected only with the belief of disease produced by a so-called mind ignorant of the truth which chains disease. Nothing but the power of truth can prevent the fear of error and prove man's dominion over error. Science reveals the glorious possibilities of immortal man, forever unlimited by the mortal senses. The Christ element in the Messiah made him the way-shower, truth, and life. The eternal truth destroys what mortals seem to have learned from error, and man's real existence as a child of God comes to light. Truth demonstrated is eternal life. We will now have a moment of silent prayer for our world.
Let's sing hymn number 337. Theories which thousands cherish pass like clouds that sweep the sky. Creeds and dogmas all may perish. Truth herself can never die. Hymn number 337.
What to do, how to go.
Oops, I have to stop. I'm sorry. I started in the wrong key. You'll hear it. Isn't it great that I felt I could stop? I'm grateful.
You would have killed us later on because we were going to go up another L and ask
you. All right. Never happened.
What to do, how to go, when to speak and what to say,
I have learned my place, I'm here by you.
Show me your ways, O Lord, my soul and deliver me.
Time was, I was proud. I knew how to what go was best. Keep my soul and deliver me.
Let me not be ashamed, for I trust in you.
Let integrity and uprightness preserve me.
What you say is true for me. I wait on you all
Let us sing hymn number 251. O Word of God most holy, O Wisdom from on high, O Truth unchanged, unchanging, O Light of Earth's dark sky, we bless thee for the radiance that from the hallowed page, a lantern to our footsteps, shines on from age to age. Hymn number 251.
Thank you.
I will read from the Christian Science textbook, The Scientific Statement of Being, and the correlative passage from 1 John, 3rd chapter. There is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation, for God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material. He is spiritual. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.